What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A couple of other housing notes to pass on to you today. This from CBS News. More homeowners are pulling their properties off the market. In a sign of home sellers' frustration over how long it's taking to find a buyer, more owners are opting to pull their properties off the market rather than lower the asking price. That's according to a recent report from Realtor.com, finding that so-called delistings or homes taken off the market without having been sold were up 38% in June. And wait for this, 48% from a year ago.
That's because they were still riding the high of that post-pandemic boom where it was entirely a seller's market and they were getting 10, 15, 20, 30% over asking price.
Oh my gosh. Fewer and fewer sellers are deciding to enter the market. Increasingly more are deciding to jump out. And we, my gosh, Sam, you remember this. Our house was on the market, what, 4, 5?
8 months.
Six. It was many, many months and I thought I was going to just absolutely lose it. You get to the point where you're like, okay, if we pull it, then it looks like there's something wrong with it. Yeah. Then we relist it. And there's that trick where they say, well, if you pull it and relist it, it starts over, has been on the market for one day.
Well, you have to wait a certain amount of time before relisting.
Before relisting it. And so if you're listening and that's you, I really feel bad. And the interest rates obviously are higher.
There's a home kind of in our neighborhood on the Kansas side where homes are much more expensive. That they wanted $1.2 million for it. And we sat that, we watched that thing sit on the market for probably 4 months.
Yeah.
And I was like, nobody's going to pay 1.2. It was a two bedroom house. I'm like, you're not going to get 1.2 mil.
Was it in Mission Hills?
No, in Leawood.
Okay.
And I was like, did that thing finally sell? Because the sign was no longer in the yard and there is a sign back in the yard.
Yeah. They just took it off. They delisted it.
Yeah.
At that point, you're probably paying for if it's a two bedroom, one bath. Did you say
it was a two bedroom house? I don't remember.
You're paying for the lot. You're paying for the land.
It was the location,
and that's too much for a teardown.
Yep,
that's crazy. And then listen to this. We might bring this story back later because I love this as a topic, although it's unusual. More home buyers, the ones who are buying, are quote pushing for sleepovers before they sign a contract. Try it before you buy it.
This is wild to me.
When Eric Albert put his 11,000-square-foot Newport Coast, California estate on the market for $60 million last year, an overseas couple considering the purchase had an unusual request. Before signing, they wanted to move in temporarily. Albert, a veteran of the aluminum industry, all of it, like all aluminum, did not hesitate. Houses are a huge expenditure, he told the Wall Street Journal. For $60 million, you should try it before you buy it. It was a smart thing to do. The parties agreed to a two-month lease at $250,000 a month, which covered the fully furnished residence as well as, quote, staff and cars.
Yeah, although
the couple ultimately bid below his asking price, Albert still came away satisfied. They paid me a nice price for their stay and ended up, you know, spending whatever to buy the house.
Yeah.
Listen to this. If you can drive a car off the lot, why not test drive a home?
I could see it working in the super high-end values with the $60 million homes, with the $10 million homes. But if we're looking at a $60,000, $70,000 home...
not going to happen. Listen to this. Other markets are seeing similar requests. New York-based Douglas Elliman agent Mackenzie Ryan worked with clients eyeing a Hudson Valley retreat priced around $600,000. The couple was used to apartment living. They wanted reassurances about space and about maintenance. So she helped arrange a one-night stay in the empty house. She
said, how are you going to learn about maintenance in one night?
You're not, but... And in this case, the couple closed the next day. As a home seller, I would be terrified that when someone comes over just to look at the house, right, you can maybe put toothpaste in the walls to hide that nick because someone dinged the wall. You can
sweep. Or where you were hanging a picture.
Yes. Yeah. You can sweep up the front stoop, make everything look nice. Someone moves in for a week to 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Why does that floor creak that way in that one
spot?
The
floors are going to creak. The cracks are going to show. So it's not. I'm not surprised home buyers are asking to stay the night. I'm surprised home sellers would allow it. Now, at $60 million with a staff and a bunch of cars, you're probably not having problems with your plumbing. But
how do you know they're going to move out in 2 months when they decide they don't want the house?
And this is what I always ask. Where does it end? One associate said, I get the rental in theory, but this is a Pandora's box for liabilities. She recalled one Miami property where a prospective buyer's brief dinner on the deck turned into an 8-hour stay, uninvited guests, and a fire alarm. The seller went on to sell to someone else. I wonder if would your insurance agent let you rent that house out for a week just to let somebody try it on? And then are you taking it off the market for a week?
And in some cases, you want to know what your neighbors are going to be like.
Yeah?
Are you going to have that one methy neighbor? Are you going to have the one neighbor that plays music way too loud until all hours of the night?
Okay, but Sam, how long do you need to stay in a place to get a feel for it? Truly?
I certainly did not expect to hear people on dirt bikes and ATVs ripping up and down a very popular street in our city multiple nights a week. I would not have known that without staying there.
For how long?
How long would I have had to stay there?
I think
at
a week.
At least through a weekend.
I think a week. You stay 1 week and you have to have a week in there to get the feel of the house.
But I don't see how this could work for the common man, for the person who's not spending $10 million on a home.
No, in New York, they did this for a house that was $600,000.
For one night?
I'd want...
And how do you know they even have the funding to buy that
house? Because you would have to be pre-qualified.
Okay.
You would have to be pre-qualified, and I would even say you would have to sign something that says we're not responsible for accidents, but your homeowner's insurance doesn't care. Somebody slips and falls in the bathtub when you're not there.
Right.
Right? Anyway, 913-586-7798. When we get back, we will get to the heartbreaking headline of the day. Over in Wyandotte County, our friends over there have lost another officer, the second in 30 days. I think on the dot, the second officer lost over there in 30 days.
Devastating.
We also had a very violent weekend in Kansas City proper. And the mayor is saying he wants owners of private parking lots in our entertainment districts to get permits for those lots.
Huh?
We're going to talk about that.
What?
The shooting that we're talking about that happened over the weekend... just stating a fact, it was 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
4 a.m. And I want to talk about safety in our parking lots and who is in charge of the safety and do you have to have security. I need someone to explain to me how a police permitting system would have stopped what happened at 4 a.m. over the weekend.
And what is a permit going to do to stop the ne'er-do-wells from meeting up there and... I mean, you're going to have 24-hour security.
Mom used to say nothing good happens after midnight.
Talk about the prices skyrocketing.
I guarantee you nothing good happens in any city's downtown at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
913-586-7798. Scott is back tomorrow, by the way. Spoke to him before the show. He will be back tomorrow. And we are back with much more straight ahead on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.